All right. I was told that the Olam Chad is just never Yishlamed Dalad. So I figured I'll discuss some stories about Reish Lamed Dalad. I'm sure the Olam knows the stories, but we'll try to flesh it out, develop it, some Chidushim and Halakha. Obviously, a story that comes to mind, Ki Yidua, I'm sure the Olam discussed it, is what happens if somebody sells a butcher, a meat store, sells meat, and then it's later discovered, Rachmana Litzlan, that he was selling treifas. And of course, the people already ate it. The shaila is, of course, it's going to be a mekach toyis. But what's the din between the moich and the lokeach? How much does the moich have to give back to the lokeach? Could he deduct for what the lokeach was nena? He ate, his family ate from the basa. Then there's a secondary shaila. What about all the kalim that he treifened up, and all the other food that was taruvis? That second half of the shaila is really negeya to garmi and other issues, and I'm not going to discuss it here. But at least fundamentally, what's the halacha in terms of the mekach tois? How much does the seller have to give back to the buyer? And the shaila is not limited to treifas, which is the mechabes case. The shaila could come up, which also was a ma'isa shoy recently, not so long ago, where they discovered that a certain suit store was selling shatnas suits with a non-shatnas label. And Reuven already bought the suit, wore the suit, already years he wore the suit, and now he tied his mekach toyes, but does the seller have to deduct anything in terms of the hanah? Does he allow to deduct anything in terms of the hanah that the buyer wore the suit? Kidu, there's another shayla about the sheitlach shayla, if we could done that the Cyrus were din avodah zarah, suri hanah. Okay, but there's enough shaylas here. Let's just flesh it out. Let's start with the sugya, which Olam knows, and just take it to the next step. So the Mishnah says, if someone sells a treifa, the halacha is mashachlu achlu, v'yachzolem is adamim. Whatever they ate, v'yachzolem is adamim. Nevertheless, the moich has to give back the demea mekach to the buyer. And we're talking about an issa deraisa. Halacha is issa dafka by issa deraisa. And the two timen given in the Rishonim is either the time is because it's a davar where hanefesh kotz behem, so a person doesn't get any hanah, he has no. Normally you would charge or deduct for the hanah, but here you don't have any nana because it's a davish hanefesh kotzbam, like it's not all machalim, but let's say like machalim, like treifis. The other svara the Rishonim give is it's a knas. It's pashas, the Rishonim, the pshat is because it's a knas, that the person was machal, a davar also, he was machal, he was machshul somebody, so therefore because he was machshul somebody, so therefore they canceled him that he has no right to deduct for the hanah. However, if you learn out the Svar of Knas, and it's dafka by a mezid, and not by a shoygeg, if the seller had been a shoygeg, memela, you wouldn't be counting him. And the achronim tumah, it's not for now, the achronim tumah, why not? If it's a Knas lechayr, we cancel on a deraisa, anything that has a srach deraisa, we cancel shoygeg or to mezid. So how come over here, we're not being kind of shoygeg or to mezid? How come here the rishonim, the gedele abayisim, all neman, the shoygeg is different? It's, the shayla is not for now, but it's a good shayla anyway. Okay, so in our case, of course, by treifas, it's a deraisa, so he'll have to give back everything, saimitam knas, and saimitam there was a dovish ha-nefesh kotzboy. However, if you bought indirectly, I mean if there was a supplier, if the problem was by the supplier, but your retailer was unaware that he was selling treifas, then you would not have that second svara of knas. What happens if, let's try to develop it, what happens if you'll have a cotton who bought the treifas, a kid walked in, he bought himself a sandwich, and he now found out that it was a treifa sandwich. What's the halacha in terms of, do we make this knas or nefesh kotzbay by cotton? So Tshuva Tzachiyez in Chelek Gimel says that it doesn't pass the svara of nefesh kotzbay by a cotton. A cotton is not mitzvah. A cotton won't even have to have a kapara when he grows up. So it doesn't pass the svara of nefesh kotzbay. But he says not the darga of nefesh kotzbay. You still had ano. You might have temtan alei, but you still have the ano. The other achronim, the pischek. Sorry.
The father paid for the sandwich.
I don't know who paid for the sandwich.
Yeah, but he paid for the son.
Okay, we're going to get to one second. Let's first take it separate. And now, if the svara is because you were machshel with an issus or a cotton, since he's a enu mitzvah, so you don't have really the svara that he's machshel with an issa. Could be going a little deeper that if the reason why Chazal were goyz is because of a lifnei iva on behalf of the seller, could be no din lifnei yivan when you're being makshal a katan. It's also a tumlam because chinuch mani achreinim. Okay, it's really not. But the nekuda really is that if the katan himself would be the one buying it, then it would be a mekach tois, and you would be allowed to deduct for the hana. Correct. Okay, we could discuss that. But the bottom line is: so if you have a cotton, the achronim neman, the heindigan neman, that if you have a cotton, then it doesn't pass these furs, and then you would be allowed to deduct. Now, what happens if? Okay, once we hear it, I throw out one more svara: is that the halacha is a pigas and raw. It's in Reish Lamed Hey, which I guess we'll be doing shortly. But in pigas and raw, just like a mazik is part of sasol to the mamshik, argues with Shvus Yankov, and mamshik sells holds who the nene would be part of. So if you want to be machayv the cotton, besides the mekach tois, so the cotton deserves his money back. Elomai, you want to be machayv the cotton for nene, you can't be machayv the cotton for nene because pigyos and raw. So it could be another svara why it doesn't pass this din by a cotton. But Gevenuk, the real case is, usually the case is that the father buys it or the mother buys it, serves it to the family, and the Kadanim ate this meat that the mother bought. So the Pigas and Rosra you don't have really over here. It's the mother who bought it. You have to know who the Dinene. The Nene could be on the parent that she now gave a Suda to her child. Mishtar, she Nene. But the child is, if you machil l'ktanim, if she served the fesapa and you hold the svar of the achreinim that doesn't pass the svar of nafshi kotzabem and doesn't pass the svar of machshul be'issa because no issa really came about, only a cotton ate it. So yeah, that would be the nafkamina that all these cases you'll have to dan that if a cotton ended up eating the meat, then you would be allowed to deduct for the anah because we don't have these svaras. Very good. So Elamai, you could come up with, just like the Nesiva says, that when you go, when you have any Issa, let's say it would be a Zaitik Issa, this would be a Bittel B'mezid, any type of Issa, that's also a Svara why we would cancel the Meicha. So since the mother or the father, the parent, was Eivah Leisa Achilam, the parent served the child Issa Deka food, it was Eivah Leisa Achilam, so you gerim the parent with this Issa Leisa Achilam, so that would be enough of a svara to cancel the seller, because yes, the seller was makshal the parent, how? By causing the parent to be Eivah Leisa Achilam or Lifnaiva. And now the Minchas Chinuch and others talk about that there might not be a din Lifnaiva if the Machshil was unaware. So if the parent was unaware that it's trey, if he doesn't have a din of Lifnaiva, and could be Leisa Achilam also doesn't pass if the Ma'achil was unaware. So if that would be the case, then Kumtais, back to the drawing board, Kumtais, there was no Issa performed, because the parent wasn't even an Issa because the parent didn't know, and the child's not even an Issa because the cotton's in a matzuvah, Mamela doesn't pass the sort of a knas, and you would be allowed to deduct for the hana that the kids ate.
Putting it on the table with less.
Sorry?
Putting it on the table or feeding it?
Also discussed in the was enough in there how vite Leisachilim is. Pashas, if you put it right in front of the kid to eat, that might be enough for Leisachilim. Okay, fine. So it's coming out. So yeah, if you learn Leisachilim, then it would pass the Torah. If you don't learn that it doesn't pass Leisachilim, then it wouldn't pass the Torah, and you would be allowed to deduct for the Anor. When you are deducting for the Anor, there's a machlekes shach and prichodesh and yoredei of how much you menaka demei treifa, because that's all it was worth, or now you could be menaka the full price, that's what you bought it, the shach has a svara, it's also not for now, but there could be you're allowed to deduct a full real value or whatever, full value of a kosher piece of meat, even though this was a treifa. Fine, but beside that's the case, it means when you talk about this tumult that comes about, you think about it, half, probably most of the food that's eaten are eaten by children, I would assume, many of them ketanim and memelo, this whole shaila may not come about.
Because I know what digested or what was on the plate, because half got thrown out.
Well, sorry? Half got thrown out. Okay, fine. Now we're going to, I'll get back to the shaila to show another reason why this whole shaila might have a different angle to it. But let's take it to the next step. Let's flesh it out a little bit. Let's say you buy something.
I mean, there are
Correct, yeah. Good, but there's enough. Even if the kid's matuv, you have to know how much of it is the achronim, the binyantin. There's a lot of achronim who discuss how vayt on different shlavim. Put it this way, I think there are many, many different reasons why a machal lekotin would not have this din. So even if you want to say I don't know if you need to come a kimli. You have other svaris as well. But yes, it will come out that, and then moichis muksik in the money, so he could deduct for the hano that the parent had or the kid had for eating the food.
If you put the chom, so the beans, everything else is also part of the chafis, so it might work even more.
No, come on.
You could get chomp with the meat.
Good.
So the meat kept $5. The whole chomp's worth like $10. So another ingredient, all chafis as well, because of the beef and everything.
Right, so now what?
So you go with hano, everything all together?
Well, he got more hano in the beans because it was time of the basal?
No, so half chomp's back to the right, half back to the right.
Right.
So the light, so you said echot half meat went to the ktan. You said shame with $10 hano and $5 of meat.
And okay. And much okay.
This thing's bad,
but the beans were mine. Why am I deducting?
But I isser.
Right.
I was nene $10 of isser achilah.
Right.
You told me $5 of meat.
I know, but you can only deduct for that that I got from your item, not from my beans.
Yeah, but $2.50 of the meat was like the ketanah.
Right.
So therefore, how much? Therefore, is my hano?
I don't have. Okay, let hold off to here. Let's talk about if you buy. Let's go back to this suit shaila because I want to take it to the next level. We'll come back here. Let's say you have a case of shatness. Someone bought a suit. We said non-shatness, and it came out that it was shatness. So now, if the svar is also like cuts, that the person's cuts by suits, we don't have nafsha cuts by him. So the mamela, you would be allowed to deduct for hano. If the svar is of knas, and we're going like the Nesivitz by Shari Sum, Pasta Knas. So yes, here too would pass a Knas on this Begit Shatnes, because I didn't have, you won't match the Lokeach with the Nisa Shatnes. So how do you, we're going to have to cancel you and not be able to charge for the Hano. There's an Erech Shein Yeridei who argues with the Nesivitz, and he holds that by Shari Sum, we don't say this far. He has a Mechudish Tikka cook on this whole linion. He wants to say like sort of the two time shtim with each other that the svar of knas is only that therefore will be toil and say yeshloima that the person didn't have the hano. That is how knas works. So something which is nafshe kotzbem, we could be toil and say yes, the knas is to say that he never had hano from a dove which is kotz. But a dove which is not kotz, like shari surim, doesn't even pass the knas. And the male, even like the time of the knas, Eric Shai says you would be allowed to deduct for the hano. It's an Erech Shai. It could be mashmais like that in the Taz and Erechaim Kuv Tzadivov and Yerdei Kuv Yitaz also, but it's definitely a Mechudish Faket. The Ksam Seifa holds the other way around. The Ksam Seifa holds that even the Svara of Nafshe Kotz has to come on to Knas, but Knas of Ad is a Svara Bifnei Atzmi, but even the other sheet has to come on to Knas. All right, Pashtus is like the Nesivis that the Svara would pass even by Shari Surim. So again, if the kids, it was kids' clothing, so again you're going back into the Shaila of the Achiez and the Pitzchei Choshen. What I want to really focus on is this case. You bought a suit and it was shatness. The guy used it already, used it for a few months. Now he found that it was shatness. Does he have to give back the suit? It's a mekach tois. My Freya, the deal is a steal, so now the suit maybe belongs to the Meichel and my Freya. Does he have to give back the suit or not? The Mishnah says like this. The Mishnah says that if somebody sells a treifa, Masha Achlu, Achlu. Right, you give back. So what's remaining, you got to give back. So if you buy shatness, mashalachlu, so to speak, what's still around, do you have to give back this suit or not? What's pshat in the Mishnah, mashalachlu, you have to give back? What's pshat? So the machlekes rishonim what pshat in the Mishnah is. The Mukiyasev and Baba Basa says that pshat in the Mishnah is because anything that's be'en, like Gazru, like Kansu. They will be willing to be kindness to you for the Hano. You can't charge for Hano. But something's banned, they're not going to be kindness to sell and say that something that belongs to him doesn't belong to him. That they're not going to go as Zayvait. So to the extent it was a Mecca toys and there's food remaining, so you're going to have to give back that food. So too by the suit, to the extent that it's a Mecca toys and there's a suit remaining, you'll have to give back that suit. However, the Rebbe Shmuel ben Chachman, Nomer Beis, it's a different shot. It's mavul like that in the Bach, in the beginning of the Simen as well. He says, a very simple svar, Mashal, lo yachlu, the reason why you got to give it back is because on that chelik that you didn't eat, there was no issa. So there's no, doesn't pass the knas. It passes the knas to the extent that he was makshu you with an issa. On the chelik that he wasn't makshu you with an issa, doesn't pass the knas. So Mashal, lo yachlu, the reason why you got to give it back is because there was no knas. He wasn't Makshir Nizer. Just like the Moshe Rashi at the end of the Mishnah says, when you're Shlichu L'Klovim, or you sold it to a guy, it doesn't pass the Knas because no Issa was performed. So even when you ate the mixas and some Issa was performed, but on the Chelik that was not eaten, there was no Issa, on that Chelik doesn't pass the Knas. Mamela, that's why you have to give it back. L'Choyer Muki Yosef argued. Muki Yosef says, no, this is Chalot, because since a Issa was caused from this deal. In this Mechir, there was a Chelek which caused an Issa. He was Makshul the buyer with something. So Mela would pass a Knas. That's what the Mokeyes had to come on to Nusvara that doesn't pass a Knas and a Dove Shuban. So a Nafkamina between the Rishonim would be, there are a number of Nafkaminas, but a simple Nafkamina would be is that put the two cases of the Mishnah together. What happens if you ate Mixas and the other Mixas he threw to Klavim? Some you ate, and some you threw to Klavim. So, if you learn, like the Nimuki Yaisa, that as long as there was an Issa cause, does pass the Knas, and we only won't be Goyza on something which is Be'en, but once he threw it to Klavim, and anyone who be Mechayivim because of Mazik or Hano, whatever it is, you can't be Mechayivim. Because as long as he ate a Mashu and there was some Issa cause, he's part on everything. You can't charge for Hano or Mazik, whatever it is, because he caused an Issa. Only when it's be'en, mashaloy akhlu, do you return. But anything that was gone, doesn't pass. Mashengen learned that Rebbein Nishmo Mechachman, on a chelik there was no issa, a vada you could charge, so if you hishlichu l'klovim half of it, on that half that was no issa cause, you would be allowed to be, you're allowed to deduct for the anor, the hezek, that he threw the piece of meat, the dogs. It's a davar chadash. We don't find a poskim discussing this case, but it's a davar chadash. It should come out, the marshal, getting back to our case of before, of selling treifas and feeding it to the family. Well, let's assume that the whole family took... Let's say that the whole family ate part of this piece of chicken. So the father ate and the mother and the kids ate. So enechanam on the chelik of the kids, no issa was performed. No issa was nikshal. So what? But on the chelik of the parents, it was an issa. A memela does pass the knas on the seller. Elamai, mashallah, akhlu, you're going to give back. He doesn't pass that because everything was eaten. Giving to the kids is like, it's like you gave it to the dogs. It's not ben. If it's not ben, so it doesn't pass the knas. Sorry, not ben, so you can't deduct from that because you have the knas. Meshengen, if you learn like Bishmo ben Chachmain, he learns that on the chelik that there was no issa cause, avada, on that chelik doesn't pass the knas. So on the chelik that the kids ate, like we said before, would not pass the knas. But you come out, like the Numukiyah, if it's still pass the knas, even if you'll neman like the yachez, it will pass the knas, because still the parents, somebody ate something here, the bisa, so meila pass the knas and everything.
Why don't you say what the kids ate lives like the end?
Has it blibe the end? It's not here. It's like he threw it to the dogs.
Okay, so if it's
ben,
I give it back. Is
there's
value here?
If it's ben, I give it back because they were never mafki the bailus of the seller, but now they're willing to patter somebody owing a chiv to the seller. But if it's Be'en, it's his. So, Kozman, it's Be'en, it's his. If it's not Be'en, it's not his.
It was Be'en, and the kids ate his thing.
Right, and therefore, what do you want to charge me for the kids eating for? For the Hano that I got, that I pat. So, for Hano, we make Knas. That's Chazal. Chazal make Knas whenever there's Hano. Chazal didn't make Knas on something Be'en, but Chazal did make Knas for Hano.
They did make Knas.
They make knas only for, so for Hano, they're willing to cancel. So to the extent that there was some issa performed, so memela they passed the knas. Memela they didn't allow the seller to deduct for the Hano that the buyer had.
There was no issa to you, but the kids ate.
Correct, but in the Muki Yosef, you see holds that as long as there was any issa done in the mechira, that's enough. Because you see in the case of Masha Akhlu, Akhlu, Mashallah Akhlu, Allah Akhlu, Nimuki Yaisa says that the reason that Mashallah Akhlu doesn't pass the Knas is only because it's banned. Like Kansum, like Kansina, what's banned? But without that Svar, he would have cancelled. Why would he have cancelled? Because some Issa was Nikshal on this, from this Mechira. You want to have you done the whole thing? Okay, we could discuss it. Right. I don't think so. And the kosher part, I don't think so. Now, look, you have a nafkamina back to our case, by the Shatnez case, is inverted nafkamina. Here you have a case that the issa was performed with the entire beged, whatever this eruv of Shatnez, but it's still ben. So if you learn like Rabbi Yishmael ben Chachman, that if it would, issa wasn't performed, then they didn't cancel. But if issa was performed, they did cancel. So it should come out of davar chadash, that on Shatnez beged, that's ben, But since the Issa was performed in the whole Beged, you would not have to give back the Beged. Majengin let the Nubuki Yosef that they didn't cancel on something Ben, so you would have to give back the Beged, because the Beged's Ben. They didn't cancel. The Nesivis is Mavul like the Nebuchadnezzar, because Nesivis has an interesting case that he sold the Treifa and he mixed it with Taruvis. And Nesivis wants that the seller should be able to be Mavat to the Mekach like Shnei Minim and take back the Taruvis, even if there was Nesbatel, but the Issa cause was a bitter Salachat Chilo. And Nesivis wants he should be able to take back the seller has a right to be Teveya, the Chelkum Ya Taruvis Hamoto. And what's he tiny that you could, the Maisa, the Issa was done with the whole Chaticha. I took a whole Chaticha's Issa, and I was Mavata the whole Chaticha, so the person was even Issa Bittu L'Chatchila on the whole Chaticha, and nevertheless he wants that the seller should be able to take back the Chaticha. So like the Rebbeinu Shmuel Mechaka doesn't have a pshat, since the Issa was performed in all things, so faket, they will kindness the seller that he doesn't deserve back his piece at all. Nesivis L'Chayr learned like the Nemuki Yosef, and he held that even when it's Bataruvitz, it's considered Be'en, because you're like a Shutif in the Taruvitz. Sorry?
Bittul's only just a Drabon, Nesivis didn't do anything wrong.
What do you mean?
What's wrong with Mevatel Issa?
So Nesivis says it is only that. He said that's why they're Koinsu, because you're Mevatel Issa Kachila. The acronym is Nesivis, it's only a Bittul, it's only Issa Kachila, maybe it's Derais, maybe it's Derais, maybe it's Drabon, but they're still Nesivis. But Nesivis, his words are that since you cause an issa of mevatel l'chatchila, therefore passes the knas, but the seller will get back his chelek, his chaticha from the taruvis. How is he getting his chaticha back from the taruvis? An issa was performed. El HaKoch, you see that the old Dr. Mokiei says that even when a person deserves a knas, they never canceled something which is ben. All right. So to come out, Pashas, the more mistava ways like the Nemoki Yosef, but that's what, fine. All right, let's go to another shlav of the shayla, also a different way to look at the shayla, is that gevenloch, maybe by shatness you could prove that it's shatness, but it's very difficult to prove that the piece of meat was treif. How do you know that the piece of meat that he sold you was treif? It's not nickering the piece that it was treif. To have edim is a double, otherwise you wouldn't have been, he wouldn't have gotten away with selling in the first place. Elamai, they have raglaim ledov, it looks fishy, they caught him putting on labels and stickers and whatever it is, and later on he was moida. So at the end of the day, the only way you know it's treif is because the seller told you later on that he sold you something which was treif. When it says this halacha, that mashak l'akol, when it was noida shi treifa, what does noida mean? How much, is noida enough that was noida ayidei the moicha, or noida has to be ayidei to edim? There's a Rambam in Maise, Huchas Maise, in Perek Yud Beis. The Rambam says that if someone sells peiris l'chaveroi, and he gave over the peiris, and then he tells the buyer, you should know these peiris are tvolim, or he sells them basa, and he tells him right after he gives it over, you should know this basa is treif, the Rambam says he's not neman. The seller is no longer neman to ask for something that's in biyadi, into the biyad alakeh. The Rambam says, Hazar is machmer al atzmoy. It's a good thing, l'chatchila, maybe Hazar should be machmer. But mek adin, it's mutter, you're allowed to eat it, because the seller is not neman. So the Radvaz al Rambam over there. The hayois mek adin, it's mutter. So the lakeh cannot go back to the seller and taina mekaktois. He can't say, oh, you maida, you sold me a treifa, so mail it to mekaktois. No, to the extent that the seller is not neman, that it's a treifa, he cannot taina it to mekaktois. One second. Mamela Zokta Radvaz, the next step. There's a Gemara in Bechiris, our case, that says that when you sold the treifa or Tvalim, all these cases, Mashaklu, Aklu, Mashallah, Aklu, the Yaxer, and you make Cheshbainis, what's going on? There's no Mekaktois to begin with. Zokta Radvaz, the whole halach is talking about Dafka was Noida with Edim. But if it was only Noida because the seller was Noida, that's not this. Reish Lamedal doesn't pass.
Only have the parshim. Only have the parshim. Most people don't eat.
I don't know. I have no idea. The Rambam says it's mutter to eat. The Ashkoch organizations will say it's mutter. That's for sure, right? The shampoo will stay on.
That's only after sold.
Hazaris won't eat it, but Mikah din.
But the chayav, but it's not ben anymore, so the whole structure passes. Because it's not
that
I can ask you something. It's already gone.
See,
I'm here.
But I want to know, how can you tie in Mekatois? So the Radvaz, you can't tie in Mekatois because you're not Neman. And you have to explain the Radvaz. What's Pshat in the Radvaz? Naniyah ki not neman be'isa, but be'negeh to mamon l'chari ados ba'din k'me'edim dam. The seller himself is moida that he sold you treif. He sold you something that's grounds for mekka tois, wines of mekka tois. That is, you're going to have to say, is that there's nothing wrong beside with buying a treif. The reason why buying a treif is wrong is a problem, is mekka tois, because the buyer can't derive the hanah that he was supposed to derive, because he thought he was buying a kshera. But to the extent that the seller is not neman, even if Kavish Mayagali was a treifa, but to the extent he's not neman, and I was able to derive the anah that I was supposed to get out of it, because he's talking not neman, it's not neman, it's still mutta, so it's not grounds for mekka tois. There's no mekka tois, you got kosher meat. Even if the seller says, I don't know if it's worthless, why? Hazaris won't. It wasn't a treifa, it's kshera.
You don't have to tell anybody, it's kosher meat. Why is it worthless?
He has a dos baldin as a treva. But he's not neman. It's still worth. It's worth a kshera. Right. Right. But I don't know. It's still $15 because it's still kosher. So when I'll say no. When you want to go, it's not. Mom, there's no mekach tois because it's still kosher. Radva says it's not a mekach tois. So after Radvaz, it's not a mekach tois because it's only a chumra, and from chumras you can't tie a mekach tois. The Gemara in Bukhari is mavur that is a mekach tois. It's talking about dafka, which is noida with edim. If it's not noida with edim, it is not a mekach tois, and the whole Reish Lamedalit is not applicable. So Radvaz, look it up. It's in Ma'aseh Perek Yud Beis Halacha Yud Ches. Don't trust me. Look it up. Sorry. Well, has, I don't have a regline that can help you. Call? Okay. How good for what? That stick has changed? We noticed it, but how do you know that you did something trade? How do you know you did something trade? That what? Only because he was made though. Alright, the Maisa is, the problem with your advice is it's a Mufursha Tasefta Fakert. There's a Tasefta in Maisa Sheni in Perik Gimel, Halacha Yud Beis, brings down this halacha, and Moicha Peris, and then you say it was Tvolim, and then Moicha Bosim, and then you say it's Trefo. The seller tells the buyer it was Trefo or Tvolim, and it says this halacha of Bukhari is that Mashalachlo, Achlo, Mashalachlo, and you give back. So you see Mufursha Halacha, Mufursha Tasefta, that this halacha, Reish Lamedalet, is applicable even if the seller is saying it. That's a Lashon Tasefta. The seller said, and nevertheless, it brings down this halacha. Marit Agazi asks his kasha on the Radvaz. But Maisa, not so Gishmak, but to get out of the Tasefta, you could tie up that Tasefta means like this. The Be'etzim, there were Edom that it was Treif, or there were Edom that it was Tvolim. But it still doesn't pass the Knas. Because even if there's going to be Edom that he was selling you treif, in order to have Knas, you have to have Mezid. How do you know the guy was a Mezid? Maybe he also made a mistake. Maybe he also didn't know. Maybe it was a mix-up. So it says he has to be Moida that he's a Mezid. So ultimately, that's what it means. He was Moida that he sold him treif. He was Moida that he sold him Tfalim. How do you know it was Be'etim treif and not kosher and some Mekaktois that you know through Edom? But to have the Ding Knas, which you need Mezid, that you only know because he was Moida. That's what the Tesefta means. But without Edom at all, just from his Adar, it won't be Treif, and there's no ground for Mekka Tois.
You can't have Edom as a Mezid.
You could. You can marshal Leis Atziah, I'm asking.
The Tesefta says what?
Tesefta just brings down this halacha that you sold Tfalim, and I told the buyer that it was Treif, and I sold. So the Shaila is the steam is Adorim's marshal, there's no Edom at all. Mask him, and that's not like the Radvaz. But why you needed his Eidah could be that you had Edom on the fundamental that there was Treif, but you didn't have the Edom that he was a Mezid, and that's why you needed his Eidah for the Mezid. I know it's a Deichik, but Lomai says that's a Radvaz.
What's the other side? Not like the Radvaz. The Radvaz says it's not, it's halacha. So how you need to accept the Gittin? So you have to answer the Tzefta, the Radvaz is Kashin with Kashin with
Tzefta. Right. So the Marit Agazi wants to make an ukimta that's talking about a case, someone's Marit, that's talking about a case where the seller went over to the buyer, found out that the buyer already ate half of it. So really, not try to do bekitza. And memela hayoyis, once he says that it's soldom treif, and there's a knas on the chelik that he ate already. So your menaka, so he ends up the seller loses money. There's halacha by sefer Torah when you say that skar is I didn't write lishman or gvinla I didn't write lishman. Once you neman to hifset schare, then you neman on the chayfetz alone. So if the seller would know this halacha reish lamedalid that he would be canceled and not be able to deduct for the anah, and he already knew that the buyer ate half of it, so he knows he's going to lose out by this seidah. So then, since seidah works for that chelik, it'll work for the other chelik. But in a pasha's case, if he didn't know that the guy already ate it, or doesn't know this halacha, in a chanami, we don't have an etzah here. Still, reish lamedalid's on hold. L'chari, the advisor is right. There's no mekaktais. If no mekaktais, then mele doesn't pass the whole halacha. All right, there's another angle why this halacha might have to be with Edom and not with his Adah. And that is, there's a machlekes rishonim, ki yidu, there's a machlekes, moedib knas is potter. What about moedib knas on a knas terabonin? Do we say that concept, moedib knas potter on a knas terabonin? There's a machlekes rishonim ravan, and there's a ruim bavakama, it's machlekes gedel achreinim, mashal, and the shach, and the ktsois. So it's something being derived from Ben Yenison. Machloik is Gedele Apoiskim Rishonim with a pass on a Knas to Rabbonim Moedib Knas. So Mamele, if this is a Knas, this is a Knas. I mean, if you learn like the Rishonim, it's Knas. It's only a Knas to Rabbonim. So if the guy tells you, I sold you a Trefa and it's a Knas to Rabbonim, so he's not going to be Chayiv, or the whole Knas doesn't go into effect to deduct, because on a Moedib Knas to Rabbonim, he'd be potter like that sad.
So here, the group where they enacted the knas when he's moedim, you can't say this for
them. How do you know they enacted the knas when he's moedim? Maybe they acted the one who was
aiding them. So they made the knas, then the whole shadow doesn't matter.
If. So every knas to Rabbanan. Every knas to Rabbanan. Why do you say make knas to Rabbanan? So if that's where they made it.
If this is the knas.
How do I know that's the case?
Yeah.
So Lamai says there's a Chuvus Remus. Sorry? You want to be mighty money from the seller, and the seller was the one who was moida that he has to. Yeah, you're trying to be mighty money from the seller that he already paid, and the seller wants to deduct for the no, but he wanted to cancel him because he was moida they sold the trade. But moida be knas to rabban, and it's part of some and you can't be mechayiv him to ignore the hana that the buyer ate. So Mamele, you wouldn't be able to invoke this knas. So God is a true Srimus Lotsk in Simon Tzadi Dalid, who brings a raya from this Tesefta, that you see the Tesefta Maisa Sheni, with Pasha's talking about where the seller himself was Maida, and nevertheless, so you see that this halach is even when he's Maida, Zokta Rimus, not because they were Masakin, but Dafka, but why? How do you make a
Tesefta?
That's how we know it's that case, but why were they Masakin, but Dafka, and Dafka? Every Knas Rabban, let's say there was
Masakin. That's what the Tesefta is saying, where he says it was a Knas.
So Zokta Rimus Lots, me kani rayo, then a Knas to Rabban, and Maida of a Knas is Chayef, it's not Pato. He brings this Tesefta as a raya. If you learn like that sheet,
the
Moed Knas.
What are the other sheets?
We'll discuss. But I don't think
they can say that this is where the Knas was. You're not right. All their opponents.
The mice is. I'll tell you where you saw it might be Negea. Like by Hezek Shane and Nick, there's a Ksav Seifer who says that Kadesh, that the Lashon and Gemara and Gittin is that a person should go around and being Metame and Manasseh, other people's stuff, Rabbi Yochanan, and not go around and say, you know, and tell the person that I was Metame Yechefiz, I made a Hezek Shein Anikah, so they made a Knas on Hezek Shein Anikah. So the Ksav Seifer, that this is not Shaykh to the Machloik as a Paiskan Knas to Rabbanan or not. Why not? So the Ksav Seifer, because that was goof for the Knas. Because the whole lumness of Knas was that the guy shouldn't go around and be a pest and tell you that he messed you up. Nah, you can't get me because it's Hezek Shein Anikah. So the whole reason why they made the Knas are for these Nudniks. When they're moida, that's why they made the knas. But here, they didn't make the knas for the nudnik who's moida. They made the knas so you shouldn't be machshel people. That's why they made the knas. Granted, there were two ways to discover this. He could be moida or through Adam. But there's no reason why the knas was dafka when he's moida. There's nothing was happens because of the guy's moida. So made the knas is tamak knas. And if he's moida, you have the regular principles of made the knas to rabban. And if you normally hold made knas to rabban, it's moida. Here too, it should be moida.
It's definitely the most common case, I don't.
I know it's more shchiach, so I could give you mashalay's other knasa derban that's more shchiach when the guy's moido. But that doesn't, it's not a reason why they were canceled in that case. The tzvar, alright. Fine, you can argue. Just saying a tzvar. Anyway, now, to learn pshat in the tesefta, like I said before, that maybe there's an Edom fundamentally that it was treif, and Uli is being moidiz on the mezit chelik, and maybe that should be enough to take care of the problem moidiz kenas derabbanan, because b'yisoidoi, we already proved, we caught him with the crime that he was machu treifis. We know with Edom that he caught treifis. We only need it that he's a mezit, that's all you need a zadar for. So maybe on that chelik, it doesn't pass to say he's a moida b'knas. So that's not true. There's a true snide of Yehuda, and the Shiva Tzion, and the Tveres Yisrael, and others will say that as long as he needs his chelik adar for anything, even just to say that he's a mezid, that's enough to say a moida b'knas is pata. The only eitzah, again, it's sorry for Harav Nechmad's eitzah, but Chacham Nechmad, but the only eitzah I have is also a doichik, a chiddish, and that is, there's a mashon bava kama. Mashah Tainiz, Mbaba Manalef, he Tainiz a Chiddush. He says that if you have umdinus, that the person did something wrong, so even though we paskin on the umdin itself is not enough to be Maitzi Mamin, but if you have umdin, Raglaim Ladava Gamal Ochab and Agmalim, if you have umdinus, why to be Machayiv the person that he did something wrong? Just you don't know if it's taka true, and you need his Adar just to be mechazik, the umdana that we already know, there the Mashor says that that's not considered moida b'knas pata. So if you'll have like the tumos, your labels or whatever, if you have some type of real umdana, raglaim ladova, that be'etim he did something wrong, and you only need a zadah, push it to be moitzi moment, to mamish to be mechaivim, yeah, then if he's moida, then it wouldn't pass the moida b'knas pata. But the Pasha Tesef is not like that. The Pasha Tesef is talking about b'chol oifin, the guy is moida, and nevertheless, he have the dinner, reish lam adalet. The shail is, A, how does it pass? Because the Radvaz taina that the food is still kosher, and Mimel doesn't pass mecha. And now, for another reason, how does it pass? Because the chay have a dinner moida b'knas. And given look, the tumors that come around usually are relied upon at the end of the day on the adoyis of the moicha. So whether you could apply reish lamed dalet on these type of shayos, b'chlan not pashat at all. All right.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.